The economic wealth that the area experienced in the second half of the 19th century encouraged a massive migration of people that led to the creation of a new municipality, the Ville d'Elgarbonzel in 1860, which after disputes led to the change of name and the birth of La Union in 1868. The population of La Union grew until it reached its zenith at the turn of the century, with the construction of civil and religious buildings that gave it an urban entity, such as the public market, the Casa del Pinon, the Church of the Rosary, and the Casas Apartad Portman. In the 1920s, it was affected by an important crisis. The industrialization of Europe activated a prosperous local economy, fueled, among other phenomena, by the arms industry. However, the flourishing years also had their shadows, as shown by the two strikes that took place in La Union in 1898 and 1916, or the episodes of epidemics such as the cholera disease that devastated the municipality in 1885 or typhus in 1906. Look at the small sample tubes displayed in this showcase. The extracted minerals were analyzed to determine the amount of useful material they contained. The sealed sample envelopes with reference numbers displayed behind them contain ore prepared for analysis. Factories such as La Esperanza, a pioneer in this type of study and located in Elgarbonzel, carried out analyses on lead slag from the Roman period. Since then, chemistry and mining have gone hand in hand, as it was necessary to analyze the mineral to determine the amount of useful material it contained. The work carried out by Maria Chegura, an illustrious Unionense, the first graduate in Spain in chemical sciences, who for years was in charge of her own chemical analysis laboratory, stands out in this work. The mid-19th century also saw the birth of the professionalization of the mining faculty. The drawing up of plans was compulsory, both for the internal and external part of the mine. Tools such as the theodolite and the sights you have in front of you, used to take the dimensions for planimetric surveys, are a magnificent example of the work carried out by the mining doctors. Finally, there is a space dedicated to the miners. We can see various carbides or lamps donated by miners from La Union, whose names are engraved on a plaque. We can also see different everyday items that accompanied the miners in their hard work. Look at the vouchers. Did you know that they were used as a method of payment for the workers? It meant that the miner only bought in certain establishments, often from the mine owner himself.